There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
God damn it.
I'm telling you, Gene, if you want us to get picked up, you gotta stick your thumb out.
Absolutely not. Thumbs can be very dangerous, Kelly. Don't you remember how it all started in Caracas?
I remember, sir.
One casual attempt to thank the chef for a spectacular empanada, and the next thing I know, everyone's dead. You've got a knife in your butt, and we're running for our lives.
You don't need to remind me, sir. I lost half my butt that day. My favorite half.
Mine too, Kelly. Mine too.
Sir!
Don't you point that thumb at me, Kelly!
Sir, we're never gonna make it to Four Slice Studios at this rate. We already missed a third explosion.
A third? How many more people can explode on one set?
It wasn't a person this time, sir.
Then what?
Sir, it was urine that exploded. Some kind of experiment.
Experiment?
A handsome doctor figured out an unknown substance was reacting with a rare skin cream the victims were using and making people explode.
Sounds like he's doing our job for us.
Not anymore, sir. He got caught in the blast.
Jesus.
He's stuck in the burns unit. Not quite so handsome anymore and a lot more totally blind.
So what did he find out? Whose pee exploded?
Mick Salad, the actor.
Jeez. Didn't Soap Wife Weekly call him
consistently
carnal?
Sure did.
So perhaps someone's after him too. Any links to the hand double?
Hard to say, sir. We can't find her. She was last seen working in the menagerie, but now no one can seem to track her down.
Jesus, so now we need to add a missing person to the list of puzzles to solve? There's not a moment to lose.
A car, sir!
I see it, Kelly. Grab the bags and hurry.
I'm trying, sir. It's just hard to grab anything without using my thumbs.
Jesus, Kelly, you're full-thumbed and half-assed.
Sorry, sir. It's the only way I know.
Who exploded Vivian Stone? Episode 4. A message from our sponsor.
What an absolute mess.
Mr. Sons, sir.
An entire set's electrics fried thanks to a cast gone wild.
Well, actually, sir.
And don't get me started on the crew, Wigington.
It's not my fault that urine exploded.
I don't want to hear your excuses, Wigington. Exploding urine, reacting agent's mystery cream.
Yeah, but, sir, it was mixed salad that...
Oh, salad this, salad that. I don't care, Wigington. I'm a meat and potatoes man.
Sir!
Maybe salmon if it's a special occasion.
Look, Mr. Sons, we can all agree that Wiggy really dropped the ball here.
What?
But that he's committed to solving the problem.
Good.
But
One more day, Wallace. You promised me that was all you needed.
Absolutely, Mr. Sons. And I'm extremely grateful if there's anything I can do.
Well, as a matter of fact, Wallace...
Oh, no.
What?
Nothing. I mean, oh yes?
So, it turns out Vivian Stone's son...
The bubble bath boy.
He's happy to lend your soundstage some temporary power until Wigington can fix the issue himself.
Wonderful.
What temporary power? Where's he got power from?
His company, Soapy Sudders, has access to a lot of portable generators. You've seen their selection of travel steam rooms.
Well, yes, both compact and calming.
He's offered to help out until Wiggy can get his act together.
Oh, for God's sake.
Well, wonderful. Wonderful, so in which case I can simply get back
and
to...
And all he wants in return...
Oh, good.
...is a tiny, subtle bit of product placement in his late mother's masterpiece.
Oh, well, I mean, perhaps in the background of the kitchen shot we can place one or two small bottles of product.
Fantastic. Here are the new pages.
Pages?
That's a lot of pages.
Yes, it's exciting, isn't it?
But...
I've arranged for you and Will to have a quick tete-a-tete about the new collaboration.
But...
Obviously, none of my business.
You say that, but...
But I don't mind saying I'm very impressed with the new direction you're going to both decide on.
But I really don't think...
Lovely stuff. Wiggy, the generators are in the loading dock. Get them running, then sort out whatever technical issues your set still has.
Sir, it really wasn't my fault.
So, if there's nothing else...
Mr. Sons, I'm really not sure that this is going...
Fantastic! The clock is ticking. Off you go.
Olivier! My sweet boy! Papa's come by your Winnebago with a little present. Olivier! Damn it, I really could do with talking to
Nick.
You. Ah! Joanna!
I need to talk to you.
Joanna, it will have to wait. I need to speak privately with my boy.
Oh, that damn chimpanzee!
Something's wrong, I can tell. I'm hoping this banana and beef baguette will calm him down, but he's proving hard to find.
He's not here!
Well, where is he? It's not Thursday. He can't be at fencing.
No, he's not.
It's not Monday. He can't be at pottery.
No.
And it's not Saturday. He can't be seducing Elizabeth Taylor.
Mick, I just saw him heading to the gymnasium.
Of course, his acting class. 4 intense hours every Tuesday. Damn it.
Mick, is there anything you want to tell me?
What do you mean?
We all saw what happened with your product, Mick.
Joanna, all a misunderstanding. An explodey, pungent misunderstanding, I can assure you.
I just thought of anyone you might be able to tell me.
Nothing to tell, Joanna. Really?
Because you would say, wouldn't you?
Say what?
You would say if you had anything to say.
Joanna, you know I'm an innocent man.
I know a lot of things about you, Mick, but I don't know that.
Be careful, Joanna. You never know who might be about.
About to what?
About to enter.
About to enter what?
Hello, I'm just entering.
Laura!
Michael, I thought you might be here. I followed the scent of banana and beef.
Always a pleasure to drop eyes on my spouse.
Now, we've got a bit of temporary power thanks to Mr. Vanderflap, so I need you to report to the canteen for a briefing with Wallace.
Absolutely.
I'm going to go check on Susan.
Susan? What on earth could that blasted woman want now?
Well, seeing as she's torn up into meaty pieces, I'd imagine very little.
You never know with Susan. Such a drama queen.
I want to go and check on the freezers. Make sure Susan's still there.
Still there? She's not exactly going anywhere, is she?
Well, no, but we can't be too careful. If she's found...
Oh, Laura, you're being paranoid.
I'm not paranoid. If anyone finds out about our little bargain, we'll be hauled off to the bloody clink.
Darling, don't panic.
We get this filming done. We keep that body nice and fresh and hidden, and then we inform the police and... We all just live with the terrible decisions we've made.
Like your father said to you on our wedding night.
Yes.
Apologies, everybody. The tannoy system's currently experiencing some technical difficulties. If I suddenly go silent, it's probably because... Sorry, thought I was going to burp there. Where was I? Oh, yes. Probably because the electric...
Mr. Vanderflap?
Wallace? That you?
Yes, I'm...
Close the door, ma'am. We don't want all the steam getting out and polluting the parking lot.
Polluting?
Come on in.
Thank you.
The towel hooks are just by the door whenever you're ready.
I think I'll just keep my clothes on for now. Is that a barbecue I can see through the mist?
I always love seeing people's faces when they spot the barbecue.
Wouldn't that be better out in the car park?
Great, ain't it? You know what I was thinking about just now as I sat in a small pool of my own perspiration, naked as the day I was born, eating a bowl of freshly grilled chicken wings?
Salmonella?
I was thinking about how proud my mama would be, Mr. Retrievers, to know that I, William G. Vanderflap of my bubble empire, had a hand in saving her film.
Yes, about that.
I get all my best ideas when I steam. Hell, when I said I wanted a full barbecue buffet installed in my mobile steamer, they said it'd smell weird.
It's not so much a smell as it is a taste.
And look at me now, writing a brand new ending to a film that brings together the two loves of my life, my late great mother and premium bath products. The towel hooks are just by the door, Wallace.
Really, I think I'll just stay clothed.
I don't know much about making movies.
No.
But I know how to make people buy talcum powder.
Yes.
And in the end, don't it amount to the same thing?
I suppose it does.
I just hope it's not too much work.
It's certainly a lot of new pages.
All gold though, right?
How can 50 pages of dialogue exploring a number of bathroom products in real time not be gold?
And do you think that girl will like him?
That girl?
Oh, come on. You know who I mean.
What?
Your angel. Your vision. Ronnie Corbett.
Corbet.
Her eyes. Her nose. Those petite little calf muscles. Oh, Wallace!
The girl who looked so much like your mother, we hired her to replace.
There's just something about her, you know? Something that's just astonishingly...
familiar?
Enchanting.
Well.
What do you think, Wallace? Have I got a shot?
Look, it's not really my place
I think I'd do just about anything just to step out with that goddess.
Anything? Well, I mean, there's a chance I could talk to her for you.
Oh, jeez, Wallace, you mean it?
Well, yes. Except...
What?
Well, with so many new and fantastic pages to direct, I'm just not sure I'll have the time.
Wallace, we're buddies now, right? There has to be a way.
Well, I mean, what if...
No.
What? Well, what if we were to, say, contain your brilliant, entirely unannounced changes to my film to just one additional sequence?
But I wrote so much new material for you, Wallace.
You certainly did.
I can't ask you to throw it all away.
Will, in the pursuit of true love, sacrifices must be made.
I guess. If you think you can distill our vision...
You know, I truly believe I can.
Leaving you with more time to convince my angel...
The girl, the sweet girl who... looks not at all worryingly like your mother, will be lucky putty in your lotioned hands.
Wallace, this creative partnership is working out better than I could have ever hoped for.
It's honestly a dream come true for me, too. and not a screaming nightmare from which there is apparently no escape.
Oh, Susan, I'm so sorry it came down to this. But you just sit tight, right, Piddle? You just sit tight in tiny little bits, waiting to be discovered. Oh, God, what are we doing? How can we let this... Hello? Is someone there? Gideon? Gillian? If that's you, can I just ask that you leave this meat be, all right, darlings? It's prop meat. Hmm? Do you understand? It's just prop meat. Hello? Oh, God, what the hell is that? Stay back, all right? I'm trying in seven forms of stage combat.
Laura?
Ricky? What the hell are you doing here?
Looking for some new spark plugs for the generators. They're knackered. No thanks to your husband.
Jesus, I nearly collared my knickers. You can't sneak up on people like that, Wiggy. Not when there's bodies piling up next to all the bloody frozen pineapples.
Thank you. Finally, someone else around here who's freaked out by all this. I feel like I'm going mad.
Of course I'm freaked out. What if someone finds Susan here? What if the killer strikes again?
Well, maybe we should be focusing on who the actual killer is.
What do you mean?
Mick's urine exploded, Laura. You don't think that's weird?
Who can say what that really means?
I'll tell you what it means, Laura. It means either Mick's the next victim...
Oh, God.
...or Mick's the killer.
My Mick?
He's got Vivian's murder weapon in his very system, Laura. He's like a shooter with gunpowder on his cuffs. Like a bomb maker with fertilizer on his shoes.
Wiggy, no, absolutely not. Even if Mick wasn't my husband and long-term lover, he's one of the most successful screen hunks on the planet.
I know that.
Why on earth would he want to hurt anyone?
I don't know.
He was the original Ralph Lauren underwear model.
He made socks provocative, and I'll always be grateful to him for that.
Who's the son of the late, great Jeffrey Salad? The finest and whitest Othello the RSC has ever seen.
God rest his racist soul.
He's the winner of 1971's Sexiest Hair in a Daytime Drama Award.
I thought it was largest hair.
They've consolidated the category and amounts to the same thing. Look, just leave this alone, Wiggy, all right? If Mick had a secret, I'd know about it.
All I know is that Mick Salad and that chimp of his are getting more skittish by the day. Something's going on, Laura. And the sooner you face that, the better.
Get your big Hawaiian breakfast.
Every single sausage shoved inside its own individual ring of pineapple.
Ooh, reminds me of my Friday night.
Gillian, you saucy pineapple-obsessed minx.
Everyone here? Everyone listening? Cast?
So we're back on then, are we, Wallace?
We've been rescued, Judy, by the one force in all the world powerful enough to pull this thing back together.
Is it magnets?
Not quite, Ronnie. It's the ceaseless march of the corporate machine.
Aha! Robots!
Colliding beautifully, some might say unbelievably, with my vision.
Is it true we're now sticking in an advert for bath salts?
Truth is a malleable concept, Joanna. Look, all it means is that each of you lucky, talented devils gets to deliver some sensational new dialogue as part of our wonderful finale.
Oh, hang on. I've already got a line. A lovely line. I don't want another.
Truly, Judy, does it matter at all what any of us want in the grand scheme of things?
But I'm
delighted to announce that now, just before the summoning, Patrick and Evelyn will have a short but artistically integral bath together.
What? How exactly does this fit?
Yes. Exactly. I've managed to consolidate the wonderful suggestions from the people at Soapy Sudders into a nice, short experience, and the result is, well, I think you'll agree, it's really very striking.
A bath? A big one with big bubbles.
But that makes no sense.
Of course it does, Joanna. Evelyn and Patrick are tired. They're stressed. They've just had to take Rosemary prisoner. A bath is just what they need.
Do you know, Wallace, I think you could be onto something there.
You do? I mean, of course you do.
These cheeks of mine are award winners, Matravers. You've had a silver bullet in your arsenal all along and you never thought to deploy it.
Mick, no one said anything about deploying your bullet.
It's all in here. Patrick and Evelyn are in the bath discussing their plans for Rosemary whilst commenting on the remarkably relaxing qualities of the new lavender spasm range.
Hail Satan, Patrick. My shoulders are loose.
Then Patrick stands and lets the suds drip slowly from his body.
It says here, tantalizingly slowly.
Gosh.
Before he fetches a towel from the hamper and leaves.
You see?
To go and fix the spaceship in the garden.
It's pure logic.
Wallace, please, I'm not ready for more lines.
Really, Judy, you must relax. Try the lavender spasm range, perhaps. Available from all good supermarkets, I'm assured.
But I'm scared.
Scared? Judy, you don't need to worry. I have just the thing.
What do you mean?
Oh, you know, Judy, a snifter of Jimmy's, perhaps a plopper or two, if you catch my drift, sends the entire body careering back into action.
No, 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 that won't be necessary. We have enough very exciting challenges on our plates as it is.
I'm just an old extra. I haven't had the training.
Judy, I've got it. You can join Olivier. He's in the gymnasium right now with his performance coach.
I wouldn't want to interrupt the...
Pish tosh! To see my boy and his esteemed mentor in full emotional flow is not an opportunity to be sniffed at.
Wonderful. Judy, off you go. Everyone else off to rehearsal. Joanna and Mick, could we have you on set? We'll get Laura in to rehearse the all-important bathe. And, Ronnie, could you possibly just stay behind a tiny second, sweetheart?
By Beelzebubbles, this lotus flower body wash truly is devilishly good.
It is very good.
Now then, Ronnie.
I'm sorry they're changing your film again, Mr. McTravers.
What?
It must be dead frustrating when you're trying so hard.
Well, I'm really just delighted to be a part of...
And it's not your fault, not when you just want to make something good.
Yes, I do.
Can't you just explain that to the Thorpey Thudders man? What's his name? Will.
Will, yes. Yes, Will! And that's actually why I wanted to talk to you.
Is it?
It is. Now, I have a feeling, Ronnie, that you and Will might get on very well indeed.
Might we?
Have you said hello?
Well... No, he's Vivian's son, isn't he? It's too scary.
Oh, but you must. Say hello. Take his hand. Take whatever he offers you. You never know. You might like it.
Well, all right.
You know, I think it would be a rather marvellous idea for the two of you to spend some time together.
Why?
Why not?
Just seems odd.
Odd? Or splendid? Because they're very often the same, aren't they?
No.
Ronnie, just... You're taking over his mother's role, after all. This man who has crashed into all our lives without warning. You could ask him about his past, his career. You could ask him all about Vivian Bloody Stone. You'd like that, wouldn't you?
I suppose I could ask him what she was like.
Ronnie, I think if you were to spend some time alone with him, he'd tell you absolutely anything you want.
And this is what you want me to do?
I mean... Of course, I don't have a preference either way.
If it would help.
Why would you, going on a date with the man we're now apparently dependent on, help me?
Yes. Okay, I will.
You will?
Whatever we need to do, right? To get it finished.
Yes.
And anyway, I'm dead good at dates. Freddy Nadgers once took me to the bog docks and told me I reminded him of his nan's miniature poodle.
And that's... good, is it?
Well, do you really think Freddy Nadgers would take just anyone to the bog docks?
Yes, well, quite right.
And it was a very small poodle.
Gosh, so this is the gymnasium, is it? Hello? Hello? I'm here to try and be more confident, as long as nobody minds.
You do not speak with intention, stranger.
Who said that?
Do you wish to make yourself heard?
Well, only if it's not a bother to...
No!
Oh, where did you come from? Who are you?
Me, I could be anyone, anything, the future, the past. Dimensions unknown, there are no realities barred from me. My form is limitless.
Oh, gosh, you do look a lot like a person, though.
This body, it is nothing. It is a bag of rags from which I can shape anything.
Oh, that's a very impressive roly-poly.
Ha! In this place, we have all the equipment we need to mold a true artist. Here, we flex our inner narrative, pump the iron of our magic if, and bench press innumerable kilos of pure acting.
Oh.
Miss Goose, my name is Stanislavski Dandeliver, international acting coach. You may call me Stan.
Stan Dandeliver.
And I am here so that you can be... Calm yourself, Olivier. Back to work. You must forgive Olivier. He is deep in character on the trampoline. He was not expecting to be interrupted.
Mr. Travis sent me. He said that you could help.
She is your friend, Olivier. No. More than that, she is your scene partner. There is no stronger bond. Miss Goose, I can help. Behold, all the tools of our craft. The crash mats, the parallel bars, the pommel horse, and precisely one egg. Now, come, onto the pommel horse and give me 20.
20 what?
20 reasons why a person might be riding a horse. Number one.
They like it?
No, again!
This is a general notice. Please stop using the electrical appliances in the green room. Partly because we're having some problems with the power supply, but mainly because someone keeps using the toaster to heat kippers, and the stench is making the thinner actresses faint.
Hello, Mick.
Joanna! What are you doing in here? This is the men's changing rooms, isn't it?
Yes.
Because I've made that mistake on more than one occasion, and the outcome isn't always as positive as you'd expect.
It's good to finally be somewhere private, isn't it?
So I see you've forgotten your little misgivings about my innocence.
What can I say, Mick? You're guilty. I'm guilty. Hell, we both know what we've done.
And what we'll do again.
What we'll do. Right. Now! Oh, Michael!
Oh, Joanna!
Oh, it's good to feel your hands on my body again!
Yes, it is! Could you actually keep yours away from mine? You know the rules.
Yes. Oh, God, an affair! It's so wonderful, isn't it? So fiendish and terrible and unforgivable. Oh,
well, I've always been attracted to dramatic women.
If you call me dramatic again, I will die. I will die!
Laura!
Mick, I've got your tail here. Is everything all right?
What? Of course. What?
Nothing, just... You both look a little flustered, that's all.
Oh, do we? We've just been doing our vocal warm-ups, that's all.
Yes, that's it. A lot of, tongue jabs.
Jabs and darts, Laura, jabs and darts.
Of course. Though if there was anything you wanted to tell me, you'd tell me, right?
Of course, darling. What possible secrets could a man have from his wife?
Yes. Right. Wiggy's just been getting in my head, that's all.
Wiggy?
Oh, he's fiddling around trying to get the main power sorted, and he's fried my noodle, I don't mind telling you.
What do you mean?
Nothing, it's all fine. Look, don't take too long with your exercises. 2 minutes, all right? See you both out there. Oh, Joanna, you look radiant today. I love that new lipstick.
She knows, Mick.
Knows what?
What we did yesterday, and... this morning, and 20 minutes ago, and half an hour from now, I'm wearing your lipstick, Mick.
Come now.
She keeps popping in every time we're alone. I'm telling you, she is on our trail.
Damn it, Joanna, we're actors. We can act our way out of anything. Look, when anyone else is around, let's just act like, I don't know, we're brother and sister.
Brother and sister? Yes, that's good. You're my brother.
Yes.
My... older brother.
Go on.
We live in a too small, semi-detached house.
Father's gone, mother's overworked.
I have to wear your hand-me-down clothes. They smell of you.
Yes.
You won't let me play billiards with you.
Father gave me those balls.
Since Father drowned, you've been my only role model.
And I'm sorry I can't be a better one. But I'm having to take every shift they've got at the factory.
Oh, please.
It's a lot of responsibility for a 9-year-old.
Oh, the factory, that damn factory. We used to run through the fields, brother.
The fields are dead, sister. The coal smoke took them, just like they took Father.
But you said the roses would return.
And maybe they will, maybe they won't. But for now, I have to go. His Majesty needs me at the front.
You don't have to go.
I'm an honorable man.
But you'll at least... say goodbye.
Of course. I'll never forget you.
We'll always have the treehouse.
After all, we came out of the same womb.
Could Mr. Salad and Miss Shoebags report to the Rosemary's toddler set, please? That's Mr. Salad and Miss Shoebags to the Rosemary's toddler set.
We can do this, all right? We just need to show no sexual chemistry whatsoever.
Yes. Just keep each other at arm's length.
Maintain a strictly professional relationship.
Exactly.
Now, let's go and bathe naked together in front of my wife.
Here we go, Ron Ron, my sweet little lady. Now, no peeking, all right?
There's not a lot of oxygen under this towel. And it smells like chicken.
Don't you worry about that, my angel. We're almost there. Ready?
I think so.
Ta-da!
Wow! It's... Oh, It's the canteen.
Sure is. I've had genuine, bona fide Italian waiters to tend to us, Ron Ron. I had to buy off those two pineapple kids, but I'm a very persuasive man.
All right, you heard then, everybody, huh?
Gideon.
What are you bloody talking about?
Why have you put on that moustache?
He's a bloody bona fide Italian, don't you know?
What?
We both are.
Why are you wearing a beret, Gillian? Isn't that French?
What did I tell you, Gideon? Marco?
These kooky Italians. It's like we're having dinner at the Leaning Tower of Pizza.
Exactly. Bringing you your bloomin' traditionale pineapple pasta and definitely not being paid twice for the same job like a couple of geniuses.
Marco, your moustaches are hanging off.
In the traditional style, Giuseppe. Now, my loverbirds, if there's nothing else,
Thank you, but no. Hey, how do you say no in Italian?
Well.
God, what a beautiful language.
Oh, will I leave you to it?
Now, tell me about yourself, Ron Ron. Something nobody else knows.
Oh, well, there's nothing. I'm just a simple girl.
You're shy. I like that.
So, what about you? What was it like growing up with your mum? She must have been very glamorous.
Oh, she was glamorous, all right. Unpredictable, sharp, like riding a wild horse covered in knives.
I'm sorry she's dead.
Me too. I like to think in some ways that at least by bringing us together, my mother exploded for a reason.
Oh.
Oh, you appear to have a little traditional Italian pineapple sauce on your bottom lip. Let me just...
Oh, God.
It's a little early to be calling me that.
No, I can't do this. I'm sorry. I have to go.
Wait. Ron, Ron! God, what a woman.
Anything else you need, sir?
No. I assume tipping isn't expected in Italy.
Great
to hear!
15.
In a rodeo!
16.
Delivering a letter!
Yes, 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 give me more!
What's wrong with Olivier?
There is no Olivier. There is only Job. A demon chimp bent on destruction, but focus. Goose, this is your journey, your horse, and your egg. Rise!
Rise!
Job, you forget yourself. You forget your intention. You forget your super objective. Out! Out! And only return when you are ready to show some truthful dedication to your craft!
Is he all right?
Cast him from your circle of attention. You are Krull, the Demon King! Now, mount the balance beam of what, why, what, when, why.
That's great, guys. Now, Joanna, just lean back. And Michael, you take the sponge and wash her shoulders. Yes. And the chest. That's it. And the breasts. Passionately.
That was passionately.
You barely touched her. I need you to wash those breasts, Michael.
I did wash those breasts, Laura.
They do feel very clean.
I really don't think Patrick is a breast-washing man. He is an ex-monk, after all.
Yes, and perhaps Evelyn just prefers a dirty chest.
Guys, is there a problem here?
Not at all.
No problem.
Because, Mick, if there's anything on your mind...
No, I assure you. That was the bubbles, that wasn't me.
Fine. Now, moving on to the bit where Michael stands up. Joanna, you're really going to have to be careful here because your head's really going to be in Michael's vicinity.
Laura, I am a professional. I'm not fazed by a man's vicinity.
I know it's uncomfortable, but just push through.
Oh, it's not uncomfortable at all. I'm not uncomfortable.
Indeed. And nor am I overly comfortable.
Yes, we're both exactly the correct amount of comfortable.
Fantastic. So then Mick simply reaches for the towel from the hamper.
Fully risen, a soapy salute. And,
Oh, God, don't tell me the power's fritzing again.
Yes, shouldn't Wiggy have sorted this all out hours ago?
Nobody move. I've got to fix the transistors or the whole thing might go.
Wiggy, this is a nightmare.
You're telling me? I'm just giving myself a perm trying to reset the fuses.
Can't you move quicker, old boy? Some of us are bubbling over here.
Don't you start with me, Salad. I've got a job to do, and it's a bit more important than lying there in that bath, pruning like a fig.
I beg your pardon. It's the water.
Oh, God, Laura, am I figging? Am I figging?
Wiggy, please, just sort it.
Oh, you want to sort all this out, do you?
Of course.
We all do.
Then maybe you should start talking.
Wiggy, for God's sake.
Mick Salad, the man with a secret.
Mick, what the hell have you told him?
Aha!
Nothing.
Wiggy, this is getting ridiculous.
You all just think you can ignore me, don't you?
Oh, my God, what is that?
Wiggy, put that screwdriver down.
We had ways, you know. Ways in the field, in the army, of making people talk.
Oh my God, Mick, don't you crack.
Wiggy!
I'm sick of everyone acting like I'm the crazy one. Mick Salad, what happened with that piss test? Tell us the truth or me and Mr. Screwy here are coming into that bathtub.
The piss test?
Mr. Screwy?
That test is the secret to all this. What was in your system that made that whole place explode?
I've no idea, I'm sure.
Full plop.
Are you calling me a liar?
Are you calling me an idiot?
Are you calling me a famed beauty with the legs of a tennis player and the heart of a lioness? That was the bath, that wasn't me.
Don't make me come in there, Salad.
You wouldn't dare.
Wiggy, get out of there. You're not trying in Stein's vibing.
What happened with your piss?
Nothing.
Oh, Wiggy,
please. Tell the truth, Mick.
Mick, for God's sake, what are you talking about?
Jesus, man, it wasn't my way!
What did you say?
Wasn't my wee that exploded.
Michael, what are you talking about?
That wee, my wee sample, it belonged to someone else.
Who?
It belonged to...
Oh, no.
Olivier.
What?
Look, everyone knows I'm partial to the odd pharmaceutical treat just to... take the edge off, to manage the toll of emotional creation. You understand?
His medicine cabinet's like a party bag from Judy Garland's 12th birthday.
So yes, I wasn't keen on donating my nectar to Dr. Stacy.
But then, they used your old sample.
Exactly. When those were taken at the start of filming, I was a little more prepared. I did what I've done 100 times before. I used my darling Olivier's urine instead of my own.
So Olivier's the answer to all this?
Yes, all right. It's nothing to do with me. Now, put down that screwdriver before I karate chop it from your head.
So why did the monkey's urine blow?
He is a chimpanzee, sir. Karate!
For Pete's sake, stop it, both of you. We need to finish this rehearsal. Joanna's starting to fig. And Wiggy, if you don't concentrate on those resistors, this whole place is going to...
Oh, bloody
hell. Oh, Christ. Nobody move, all right? The power is down, people.
It's not my fault. I was sorting it before Salad got in my face.
We need to follow emergency evacuation protocol.
Oh, now you want to talk emergencies. Where were emergency protocols when it came to poor Susan?
Susan? Oh, my God, the freezer. If the power's tripped at the canteen, she'll melt. Wiggy, I need you to fix this.
Yeah, look.
Reboot it, hot wire it, I don't know, but you're a cockney, aren't you?
I'm from Preston.
Ah, same difference. Mick, Joanna, get outside. Wiggy, get our power back on. I've got a melting corpse to check. Oh, thank God. Oh, Susan, you look as peaceful and frosty as ever. Looks like the power outs contained the lighting. That's one thing off my mind. Hello? Who's there? No, it's fine, Laura. You're fine. There's nothing to be afraid of. I mean, sure, there's a killer on the loose and it's pitch black and your husband's a piss liar and your gaffer's gone berserk, but you're just being paranoid. Ah! Oh, God. Oh, God. Someone help. I just need to get back to set. Oh, please, let me get back to set.
What?
A scepter.
Why?
It is written.
Who?
Beelzebub.
When?
Eons past.
Why?
Beelzebub.
Which?
Beelzebub.
You have become Miss Goose. Now, run, flip and say the line. Do it!
Conjob!
Yes, now back tuck!
Demon chimp and companion of old!
Yes, Goose! Round off!
Now we must descend to Earth at once!
Yes!
To complete our massacre of mankind!
And landing... now!
Before the soapy sudden sail comes to a close!
You did it.
Are you sure, Mr. Dundeliver?
Take off your blindfold and see...
See what? The lights are off.
Now behold.
Oh my.
You see the egg?
I do.
Still firmly on your spoon. Judy Goose,
You have found your voice.
Hello? Wiggy, have you managed to sort the lights? Oh, Christ, I wish you'd hurry up. Who's there? Hello? Oh, for Christ's sake, what's going on in here? Mick? Anyone? There! Oh, what the hell? Oh, right. The bathtub. Okay, well, listen, know where I am. Ah, what the hell is going on? Hello? Joanna? If someone's there, it's not funny. Stop it. Whoever you are, just stop that at once. Oh, I've got a clipboard. I'm not afraid to use it. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. No. No. Olivier! He rescued you! He reared you! He's never going to forgive me!
Hello, everyone. As you'll have noticed, the power is back on and seems to be running smoothly. Can we please have the company of Rosemary's toddler to soundstage B, please? And don't worry, I've been assured the power's definitely not going to... Sorry. Wrong time to take a mouthful, but... this toasted kipper is really quite tasty.
Oh, my God! Olivier! We need to hide you. Yes, Mummy's gonna hide you away, and Daddy will never know that Mummy killed you. All right, sweetheart? I'll just wrap you up in this towel like the little baby Jesus. It's all better now. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We need to pop you in the hamper. It's nice and cozy. In the hamper you go, like little baby Jesus. You go.
Wiggy, I always knew you could do it.
Thanks, boss, but...
just as soon as you stopped banging on about Mick's urine.
Well, actually, sir, it turns out it was...
time is ticking, Wiggy, so let's just crack on, shall we?
But it was the chimp's urine, Matravers.
Chimp? What?
We need to find Olivier.
Find Olivier?
Exactly. He's the one with the answers.
Oh, I really don't think anyone needs to...
Oh, my God. God.
What?
Look.
Oh, God, I don't...
somebody spilled a load of fake blood and guts on the floor.
Well, it's fake.
Yes, that's what I said. Gosh, I rather like it.
Do you?
Gosh, what a set. What a stench. Meaty and hot.
Disgusting.
Yes, a nice touch, Laura. Well done indeed.
Yes. Well, hope you don't mind. Just visceral urgency.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Okay, Mick, Joanna, let's just pop you both in the bath.
Maybe I should clear up a little. I'll just take this hamper and...
oh, no, leave the hamper. We'll need that for the scene.
Right. Right. Of course. I'll just leave that there. Then, on the set. In shot.
Right. Mick, Joanna, all set?
Bubbles are bubbly.
And look, there's little chunks of red floating in here. Is that
rose petals, perhaps?
What can I say? The good people at Soapy Sudders really know how to run a bath.
That's Patrick's first line, isn't it?
It is indeed. Right, places, people. We need to get cracking. Laura?
Yes, I'll just... darling, your hands are all red.
Are they?
Dunk them in the tub, old girl. Just have a jolly good duck.
But,
there we are.
Great stuff. Here we go, people. And roll sound.
Sound speed.
Roll camera.
And action.
Well, after a hard day of fighting off our enemies, I can surely say that Soapy Sudders sure do know how to run a bath.
Hail Satan, my shoulders are loose.
I haven't felt this calm since my days at the monastery.
And at these amazing prices, we can make every day a Soapy Sudders day.
But enough of this merriment. The time of the ritual approaches.
Wonderful. Mick, now simply reach for a towel from the hamper.
Wait.
Laura, please don't interrupt.
Oh, God. Mick!
Soapy Sudders. Truly for wives and for mothers. Oh. Oh, God.
What's happening? What's going on? Mick, give us the end of the line. We're so nearly there.
Mick?
No!
Mick, what is it?
Olivier!
What?
Oh, God.
Oh, God!
Oh, no.
Olivier!
Oh,
Who Exploded Vivian Stone is written and performed by Kill the Beast, who are David Cumming, Clem Garrity, Natasha Hodgson, Ollie Jones, and Zoe Roberts. The music is by Felix Hagen, sound design by Rich Evans, and photography by Idil Sukan. The series is produced by Ben Walker for Storyglass.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock, because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, parental controls, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.